Spotify lately, and it just kind of gets into your head. Some really good music there. Now, you know, another thing that's in my head that I worry about because I'm a mom is that, and I'm a mom of 7 kids, so like we have 10 people living in our house. So you can imagine what our bins are like, particularly around Christmas time. And we heard last week that the European Union has set a strategy to try to phase out single-use plastics completely by 2030. And while it's good that politicians and governments are taking action to reduce the source of throwaway plastics, there's also a responsibility on individuals to think about what they are buying and throwing away and what they can do about it. Now, our next guest has done just that, making simple and practical changes at home to reduce the amount of waste and plastics that their family are generating every week. And on the line to tell us more on how she's been getting on, we have Ailish Ridgely. You're very welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you very much.
Now, I'm actually really excited about this because I know you're a mom, you have a family, I'm a mom, mm-hmm. I have a slightly bigger family, and, you know, the amount of stuff that we throw out and our bins at the end of a couple of weeks are just, it's unbelievable. So I'm really looking forward to talking to you about this.
Right.
And tell me, first of all, Ailish, how did you get yourself interested in reducing waste? Where did that start?
Well, I've always been a lover of animals, particularly nature, looking up at the stars. I've always been very interested in creation. And, you know, from a perspective of my faith as well, I've always been fascinated by Genesis and how all this started and, you know, how it all came about and our connection with it. And as I grew up and as I started to think and pray and reflect on these things a bit deeper, kind of started to realize, you know, we're all connected. We're all, it's not the earth and us, it's the earth and us together. And, you know, especially St. Francis's work and all his prayers, you know, and he just really brought this together for us. He made us part of it, not separate to it. So from a spiritual point of view, that is where I really, my exploration was. And then, of course, I just loved the garden, animals, you know, getting out in the forest and that kind of thing. So when Pope Francis brought out his fantastic encyclical on Care of the Earth, I read that. And for me, that was life-changing. And in that, you know, he really talks about our responsibility as citizens of this planet to it and each other, to treat it as the free gift, lovely given that it is, and our duty to protect it for each other. So having read that and prayed on it and reflected on it, I thought, okay, here goes. What am I going to do about this? So my first port of call was January, 12 months ago, a year now. I said, I'm going to start using my bins properly. Like, I would throw in the odd thing, you know, I wouldn't be that careful. I would just whatever humor I was in, how wet it was outside.
I'm sure you're not alone.
Really need to, you know, and while I thought I was doing a good job with my green and my black bin, that was where I started. Okay, I'm gonna, you know, I can't just talk, I have to walk the walk, and that was it. I'm gonna use my bin properly. So that's mm-hmm. where it started. And I think then that just kind of raised a level of awareness at me that when I was actually, this is true, when I would come home from my weekly shop, I would take out a black refuse sack and I would fill that with the plastic and packaging that was coming off of my shopping. That was before. And then in another bag, I was emptying the fridge of all the stuff that I hadn't used. And, you know, before I knew it, by just doing the grocery shop, I'd half filled both my bins.
You know, that sounds, I'm sure, familiar to a lot of listeners out there right now. Yeah.
So it was just then taking, well, what can we do about this? So, and then, you know, so I really actively started to try to buy things. And I think this is somewhere people can really start, is in the supermarket. Mm-hmm. That's where I think you can really, really start. And if you just mindfully shop, just go in and say, for example, a carton of milk. Well, you can get a 2-litre one in plastic or you can get 2 1-litres in Tetra Pak. Now, while Tetra Pak isn't ideal either, it were by a long way from the glass bottles, it is better than plastic. And it doesn't take as long. It's difficult to recycle, but it is recyclable. It can go in your green bin, and it doesn't take 400 years to decompose either, you know. Mm. So simple steps like that, even simple things like, you know, instead of buying a tub of butter, buy a block of butter and then use the wrapper instead of tinfoil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are just little things. Instead of buying a slice pan wrapped in plastic, buy it in waxed paper and use that as a fire lighter.
Mm.
You know, there are just simple little steps like that. And Jackie, you would be stunned at the difference.
Well, you know, I'm just thinking, Ailish, something that I'm just thinking my own self is that how easy it is to reach for the packaged apples that have, you know, six in a pack and they're all wrapped up. And then you've got all this weight. Or you could go over to the other side and pick out six apples and put them, you know, and not have near the waste.
And don't be afraid to bring your own bag, Jackie, for those apples. You know, like there's fantastic resources. They don't have to be, like, there are beautiful shops online and where you can buy gorgeous crafty little things. You don't need to. Just bring a bag. It doesn't matter if it's plastic. It doesn't matter if it's cotton. Whatever it is, if you're reusing it, that's good. Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to put it up to the supermarkets to say, I'm going to use my own bag. You don't have to use theirs. So get your loose produce. But the way this has evolved for me is I've actually stopped buying my meat and veg in the supermarket, and I now support our local greengrocer, who's lovely, and actually gave me a lovely wooden box the other day. He said, here you go, that's all you, you can have this. And my local butcher puts all our meat into my own really good quality Ziploc bag, which I'll come home with, and then I will wash it out and put it back in the bag for next week.
Wow.
I think I've been using the same pack of Ziploc bags now for probably since early last summer. You know, so, and none of that costs anything. And what it does as well, Jackie, it starts a conversation in the shop. When you're standing beside somebody at the butcher's counter and they say you bring your own bag, to say, God, I never thought of that. That's a great idea.
Yep.
You know, it's just to get it out there very simply, very gently, and, you know, lead by example.
Okay.
I
have a question for you.
Okay.
So you sound very dedicated to this, and I admire your dedication because I can tell it's sincere. My question for you is, how have your family been? Do they back you up on it, and have you got them to come on board with you?
I have. They are great, except for two things that have not worked, and I have to be totally honest. My precious three teenage daughters refuse to use shampoo bars.
Okay.
So we're still buying, I'm still buying bottles of shampoo, but we are now washing them out correctly, drying them and put them in the right bin.
Okay.
And the other thing which I tried, and it nearly ended in divorce, I have to say, was loose tea. I was trying to get them off tea bags, which, if your listeners might know, are 20% plastic.
Oh, wow.
And to use loose tea, but they just, that was a step
too far. Well, there's nice. It's good to know that there are lines that cannot be crossed.
Oh, yeah. Well, there are. And, like, for example, last week my daughter had a gymnastics competition and I wanted to bring grapes up for the day for the packed lunch, but you can't buy loose grapes anywhere.
Mm.
So I had to buy grapes wrapped in plastic. But what I did was I brought my bag, and when I got to the checkout, I took them out. Plastic bag, much to the horror of the people behind me and the lady at the checkout, and said, I don't want this, you can get rid of that. But you know what?
I love it.
She said, oh, okay. But if enough people do that, the supermarkets are going to say, hang on a second, we don't want to be getting rid of all this plastic. That's costing us money. We're going to put pressure on the, you know, the manufacturers to start, you know, choosing tin, aluminium, cardboard, over plastics.
Well, when I see the grapes come out of the plastic, I'm going to know it started with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to know that. Now, listen, you're not just somebody who comes and says all these things and, you know, and does the and you put it to use. So it's amazing to see. But you're also offering workshops to help other people to do this as well, aren't you?
I am indeed. My aunt is Sister May Finley, and Sister May and Sister Anne are sisters of the Charities of Jesus and Mary, and they run a gorgeous little retreat centre in the heart of County Leash called Suidness. And I've been involved there in the, you know, attending and helping at their workshops for years, and they're very much, you know, love this whole idea of creation and creation spirituality. So last July, my aunt said to me, you know, Ailish, we're here talking this talk very, you know, beautifully and everything in the liturgy, but here you're actually, you know, choosing plastic or getting rid of the plastic. We need to incorporate this. So she asked me if I would write a workshop that I could present out there. And I've done two now, and they were very, very well received. Like, even to the point of where somebody went into their local fish shop with their own container to buy fish in Port Leash, and she was told, oh, my God, there was another lady in here the other day who did that, having been... Well, you know,
you're starting trends across Ireland.
It starts trends, and it's lovely because you can incorporate it into... Like, as Pope Francis says, when you do this, this is a prayer. This, you are actually mm-hmm. doing something for the dignity of other human beings. Like, it is not just about being good. It has affecting positive change. And it's a lovely way to, you know, show our gratitude and appreciation. So, and it's quite topical at the moment. So now is seize the day. Now is the time to get people talking about this. So we're hoping to run. They've been very well received, and we're hoping to run some more. I will be putting them up on their website, and we'll be sending out newsletters. It's sueveness.ie, and if people want to check us out there, keep an eye on the workshops. That'd be great.
Yeah, because what I did is I went and I Googled, what did I do? I Googled, there was a catchphrase of yours. What did I do? And I put your name in with it as well. And that's how I found you.
Oh, on, really?
Yeah.
Wow, great.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, I didn't realize that. Brilliant.
There you go. Yeah, so yeah. So you're easy to find on the internet. And I think that's important. It said, let nothing be wasted. I put in, let nothing be wasted. And I put in your name, Ailish Ridgway. And up popped the website.
Wow.
For the workshops. So there you go. You're famous. You're on Google. You're Googleable. But are you also doing things for schools? Is that correct?
Well, the way this has happened, Jackie, is my little girl goes to school in the Presentation Primary School in Port Tarlington, and it's a huge school. There's about 600 students in it now. Or actually, there's probably more. It's probably close on 700. But her class, which is fifth class, decided to enter the challenge to change. I think it's a national competition. Mm-hmm. And all of the children were to put forward ideas. So Jane just basically came home and said, "Mom, I'm just going to put down what we do at home." So she sat down and she wrote a lovely essay and she submitted it. And just about the things like I've told you, like we don't use kitchen paper anymore. We use, you know, a dishcloth and we wipe the counter and we put it in the wash basket. Just simple little things like that. So the teacher thought, yeah, this is actually great. This is something we can do. It's topical because the Blue Planet had been on and they've been talking about it in school. And they decided, you know what, we're going to run with this. So Jane brought in a copy of my presentation. They've invited me in now to give the presentation in the school, and they are developing a reward system now for children based on three things. You have a reusable water bottle, ditched straws, and bring your lunch wrapped in brown paper or greaseproof paper or an old bread wrapper rather than plastic. So they're the three things school are going to embrace now, and this is just direct result of me deciding to use my bins properly a year ago.
Wow.
You know, so and that's going to get into 700 houses, you know, where children are going to say to mommy, "No, I can't bring that straw to school because it's plastic." You know, so and that's going to challenge mums when they're out doing the shopping to find another way of
doing
getting
that thing.
The kids their drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's all a cycle, you know, and I'm really excited about it. I think it's great.
You know, we were in a pub the other day in London and the straws were paper instead of plastic, like the old fashioned straws. And I thought, well, there you go. There's, you know, that's going to be much better for the environment, easier to decompose than a plastic straw. So there are just little things you can do. You know, I'm very inspired by you. And the next time I get a great idea, I'm going to come to you and have you help me plan it.
You could be sorry, you know.
I like the way you think. If you had one thing you wanted to leave people, a thought that you want them to take away this morning, what would it be, just to encourage them to maybe take some of this on board?
Yeah, well, there's in my workshop I have a slide and it's really powerful and it's a picture of the Earth, you know, it's suspended in space, as beautiful as it is. And the caption on it is, when you say throw it away, there is no away. Mm-hmm. Every single piece of plastic that has been made on this planet is still on it. It's in our water, it's in our air, parts of it are in the air, in the sulfur dioxide and stuff that are, you know, emitted in the production of it. It's in the land, and it's in our animals, and it's in our bodies. Mm. So there is no away. Mm. So when you pick up something, first ask yourself, do I need this? We all have to stop buying so much stuff. Mm. Do I need this? Did I need it yesterday? Will I need it tomorrow? Maybe I don't need it. Maybe I can borrow it. If you do need it, buy quality, buy something good, don't buy it away. And when you are buying something, just ask yourself, where is this going to end up? Because China don't want it anymore. They're not taking our crap anymore. So where is it going to end up? So it's just to be mindful that when you say throw it away, there's no such thing as away.
Mm,
it stays.
Mm,
so we have got to be responsible. And remember, every euro is a vote. Every single euro is a decision. Everything you spend. So we have the power as consumers to actually force this change. whether the big multinationals like it or not. We're the customers. So I just want people to realise their power, you know, and we can do this. Mm. We really, really can. And that's what's exciting about it, because there's so many things where you feel so helpless. But this is actually something that we can do.
Mm, I love it. Okay, you've inspired me. I'm going home after the show and I'm going to rethink how we're doing our daily living. You know, and we do make an effort, but you've inspired me to make more of an effort. So,
oh, brilliant.
Thank you
so much. I'm delighted. And if anyone would like to more information, please, you can have a look at the Suidness website, and the list of their workshops will be on there.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming on this
morning. Oh, Jackie, thanks a million. Have a great day. God bless.
You too. God bless. That's Ailish Ridgway, and we thank her so much for coming on. And if you want to know more about her, just put in Let Nothing Be Wasted and type in her name, Ailish Ridgway, and the workshops will pop up there. And what a wonderful thing they are doing. So proud of her and taking that initiative and the changes. It just goes to show you, if one person gets impassioned about something, what an effect it can have on the rest of us.